Thank you for calling Denny's. This is Nick.
Nick, it's Garrett. How are you?
Gee, what's up?
Not much, man. You should be getting a couple rounds today.
I saw the emails.
Yeah, I sent a... Let me just get that. 1-carat ESI3 EGL for $1,400. They had like a white inclusion. And then a 1-carat JSI2 for $1,500 GIA. So that's
cool.
$300 cheaper, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, those are definitely.
Yeah. What have you been up to? Where have you been? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a month.
Yeah, it's been a while. You're not going to the IJO one, right?
No, I'm going to be
doing IJOs.
Yeah, we'll be in the same state, just a week apart, and about 200 miles apart. So not really any closer. But
no. Nope.
I heard that I heard some big news that Stellar's joining IJO.
They have.
That's wild. I'm surprised it's taken them this long. It's going to be a big blow to RJO because that's like a big reason why. I mean, there's a kickback that RJOers get that they really love, but like half the people, when you say why RJO, they go, well, Stellar's in RJO. Cool.
Right. Okay. Literally.
Yeah. So, but we had a little bit of a switch up in the attendance, or not the attendance, the roster of RDI reps that still exists. So I'm an RJO guy until
further notice.
Yeah, well, I could always switch with somebody, but I'm excited. I'm meeting with a couple cool stores, and then there's a store that Tammy has in Lexington that we're going to go visit a day prior. So it's just that's the way it falls. I hear Louisville is cooler than Lexington, though, and I feel like most of IJO's places are just better destinations than where RJO goes. However, I say that, and I'm pretty sure, wasn't IJO in Phoenix as well?
It has been in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yep, a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh, RJO picked Phoenix twice in a row.
Nice.
Yeah, but anyway, I was hoping to chat with Sarah. She sent me a text about studs last week, but I was in and out. I was traveling. I went to Boston and then drove down to Connecticut and visited three stores, then drove back to Boston and flew home in one day. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was fun. I got to experience Connecticut traffic during rush hour.
You got some miles in.
It was
planes, trains, and automobiles.
When people say that they are stuck in traffic, I don't think they know unless they've experienced Connecticut or Boston traffic. Like, it took an hour and a half.
I experienced a short moment in L.A. traffic.
Okay, that kind of weird. I feel like L.A., Houston, these are the areas.
These major cities
that
are like five lanes wide.
Right.
And it takes an hour to go 7 miles.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. And then when you look at the map, you're like, it's just an influx of people. Like, it's not like there's a traffic jam. It's not like, or I mean, it's not like there's an accident. It's not like there's it's a 55 to 65 mile per hour zone that just has too many people in it. And
right.
And unfortunately, in Connecticut, the reason is they don't have five lanes. They have two, and they have nowhere to
put them. Yeah. They could use five lanes.
Correct. But there ain't nowhere to put them because, I did this research. I was sitting in the back seat in my Uber, and on my way, my buddy, my best friend from high school, lives in Boston, so I just stayed with him the night. And the Uber driver was like,
that drives the motorcycle all the time.
Motorcycle dude coming in with cash in one of his saddlebags? Drops his
usually doesn't do a whole lot. He's pretty much a super tight ass.
It all goes into his bike. But anyway, it turns out the real answer is we have a city that was established in 1600s versus 1900s.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, can I bend Sarah's ear? Is she now busy with...
Yep.
Hold
on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Holding.
Yo.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Now that I'm refreshed, I'm back. I'm at
Yeah, how was your
trip? Back again at Garrett's Tale. It was good. These were stores that we don't do a lot of business with, that have their go-tos, that have their Garrett's of the world, and I wanted to go toe-to-toe with those other Garrett's. And We made some really good progress. So cool. It was just busy. I would have called you last Friday, but I got your text.
Oh,
I was a little frustrated. You know, a month and a half goes by, and now you're not happy with the studs and the consistency. So I want to make that.
You're frustrated. I'm frustrated.
You had them, and you had them to compare. You got to see.
No, because of the 1.5 and the 2s that you keep. That remember the original 1.5. And then I asked you for a pair of 2s, and you sent the 2s, and I said they're warm, and you showed me another pair of 2s, and those are warm too.
Okay.
So when I put them in the tray, it's the bigger sizes, so I'm not worried about, you know, the under
one quarter. Okay, Tomo, you want me to have them pick wider? Okay, and I told them wider. So here's what I was
like, I'll show you a picture of what the tray, like, I was like, why is this keep, like, it looks terrible when you're putting, like, back to the yellows in there, which is why I don't have the deer ones in there.
Right.
So that's what I mean. I'm not talking about the smaller.
Okay. Send me a photo of it.
I'm
because I already
too.
Went. I get you. So I went to one of, I don't know if you've ever met her, but we have a Sarah as well, and she's a GG. And sometimes, like, when I communicate with my admin staff, and even though it's three floors above me, two floors above me, sometimes it feels like I'm talking to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say whiter, I don't mean warmer. So I told them pick the whitest pair out of the section. So Sarah's actually going to go and look, and she'll pick out from now on. Whenever you replace, she'll pick for you.
Well, because I just want them to match your betters for the rest of the tray.
Exactly.
You know, your
I-1
GH. 100%.
Right? Like, I agree with you. Yeah. But I was just like, as a month and a half goes by, and now I know that it's not. It's like I want to make sure that you are happy from jump. So
yeah.
So, and you've got a lot going on. It's not like you had time to just sit and play with studs.
Yeah.
Forever.
No, I'm not worried about the rest. It's how we have them laid in there. And then because the 1.5 that I originally got, which I never sent back, because I was just like, let's just let them sit in there.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I was like not super thrilled with either. But I'm just kind of like for the hassle of, I know it seems easy for you shipping back and forth, but I feel bombarded with shipping and Misty's on her, you know, every other whole week things where she's here every Wednesday, Thursday. So Wednesday, Thursdays are great to ship. But see,
well,
now I'm on today and I haven't talked to her for 10 days and now I leave tomorrow. So I'm gone for a week.
Well,
so it's summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was bummed. Pete sent me an email. Hey, go get this 280 for me. I went and got it. Then he's like, I bought one from the kids. He was cute, though, because he was like, shh, don't tell them. And I'm like,
I know.
I'm not going to, but.
He pulls us in on inventory day in the afternoon, and he's like, I'm going to propose to Kelly. And I was like, okay. And I was like, and he's like, I already have Garrett on a diamond. And I was like, why'd you even ask him? I have so many freaking street buys. Buy one of these from us. I'm like, we even have a 280 that's set. It's the one that we bought from the lady who bought the 5 carat last August.
Oh, even better.
So we have
so
a 280.
Awesome.
It's HSI2EGL, but it looks like basically an SI2, I don't know. It's very
it looks,
white.
It takes
so,
up
and
white
it's already in a white
it
gold,
is.
Like, solitaire. So I was like, give her this one.
Right. And he cracked me up because he's like, Sarah will have
Dad
to buy
says
other.
You didn't. Give him a very good buy.
I think I would have done better getting one
from
you.
But he was. Is Sarah going to give him lifetime trade?
Gold mounting.
Ask him. Ask him if Sarah's going to give him lifetime trade.
He doesn't need trade, Garrett.
He's going to need a 3-carat soon. Next year.
No, it looks like a 3.
Next year. You're
gonna let somebody that's never worn that big of a diamond get settled with it. I already said you can't go bigger right away.
Did you take photos?
It's big.
Because I know that he proposed right.
Did, oh, I thought you were on Facebook. Yeah, they shared it on Facebook.
I didn't see it. Let me.
Are you friends with my dad on there?
I don't think so. Pete? Denny? No, I'm not friends with your father. There he is, though. I just added him. We have one mutual friend. Sarah, you and I friends? Are you not friends with your father?
Yeah, we are.
It says the one mutual friend I have is Nick.
Really?
Yeah, what the fuck? Hold on,
weird.
Sarah. No, Sarah right there. Sarah Denny. I'm like, I know we're friends. All right, anyway.
Yeah, look, stalk his Facebook page. I even took a video and everything.
Good.
He did it here.
I sent him a message. I sent him an email saying I hope to see photos of it. So, But that's good. I'm glad. And he was funny. He's like, well, she's going to have to buy a 280 now. And I'm like, mm-mm. No, she doesn't. But, hold on. Let me go to my phone. Oh, that's cute. That is
I mean, I know, right?
Yeah.
It looks like a 3.
That's cute. I'm happy for him. And then started working with your mom a little bit more, trying to help her with some memo calls. And I don't know. How's she doing?
She's a tough one.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I took a big return. I'm trying to help her out. I'd like to make some of that back, but, like, it's just I can tell.
Are you talking about from the hurricane time take back, or did she do
another
one?
Another one with studs and finished goods and stuff like that.
Oh.
So, you know, and it's.
I definitely think she was hoping for that sale to be better, but, you know, I think that the community just took such a hit, and it's like Florida's just a whole different thing. You know, it's a whole different animal there because people move. So randomly Mark asked me the other day, he goes, which state do you think has the least amount of people? And I think it's because we were, like, annoyed with people at the moment or something.
Like, let's go where there's nobody. Montana.
Yeah, he basically was like, which state? And I said, Wyoming. And then he said, which one do you think has the most? And I said, L.A.
L.A.'s
and
not
I was
safe,
totally
okay.
Right. Yeah, but you know what
yeah,
I meant.
Yeah.
It's like okay. Chicago is Illinois to me.
Right. Yeah.
And so, like, you always have to explain to people, like, you're not in New York City. Right. Like you
right.
They
all upstate, think, yeah,
so
they
call
I'm,
it, yeah. So
they
like
don't realize
when
there's a whole
I,
state attached to that city.
Correct. Like, when I even tell people I went to New York to buy diamonds, I was like, we didn't go to the city.
Right. Which is weird in of itself because you would think that
mm-hmm.
all
But
that
did you know that Florida is the third most populated state? I thought they would have been like the 6th.
Everybody
I did
wants
not
to
think
to
they
Florida
were.
Because
every right, and so they, what the problem is though, is you get so many people who think they want to move there, and they move there for 1 to 3 years, and then they leave.
So you don't
so
have like
so,
established.
Yes.
It's like a vagrant.
It's such
migrant.
A melting pot, and I didn't realize like yeah, Tampa's a huge. I didn't realize it was that big. Like
yeah, huge.
So, you know, the struggles of like having a business there is. And
yeah,
then of
which
course,
is
when
weird
you had
because
to
like
move
that
off
area,
the island.
The area though, not far from her.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg, I have a big store in. Tampa, I got a beautiful little store in, and they are constantly busy. Like,
well, Tampa's huge.
Yeah.
Tampa's huge. She's off. You know, she's an island, so
yeah.
She's a different type of. Because you have such what do you call it? People that.
It's like a destination too, right? Like they
yes.
have to drive to see.
Correct.
It's not like.
Correct. No. And who typically buys from jewelry stores that are brand new, you know? Like
right.
The one that you probably work with in St. Petersburg, is it the IJO?
No, it's Hess Fine Arts. And I haven't done much with them in a long time. I used to do a ton of business with them. But
oh, I think she works with him as well.
Jeffrey Hess.
In the sense of, yes.
Yeah.
He's been there forever, though.
Yeah, he is. They're
yeah,
an institution.
Yeah, isn't Hess the guy that you guys... Yeah, they have lots of stories of going into their store.
Yeah, they're more of an auction house. Like, they have...
Yeah, he buys stuff from my mom from Street Buy. My mom does more in, like, pawning, I think, than she does in selling sometimes.
Well, I mean, right now...
Not pawning,
could,
but, like,
No, you could
buying.
Do enough in gold right now that you
yeah,
wouldn't even have to have a
does,
bridal
yeah.
business, you know? Like, and that's the thing. If you're not up...
And
like,
I also told her, like... I've had so many conversations with her, and you know what? It's just, it's her
it's
life,
hard.
It's her thing. But she
right.
keeps, like, trying to throw it in our face that, well, it's, you know, it's longevity. And I was like, yes, it is, but you also have to spend money in marketing, period, no matter where you're at. People
right.
don't know you. You have to brand yourself. And Nick and I have been consistent on our radio for 5 years, I think.
Right.
And it's two to three channels at a time. And then we're on magazines, and we're, you know, I'm on social at least 5 times a week. Like, I'm, because brand, like, when you're quote-unquote, you know, we were taught in a marketing class that was super cool, like, look at a dartboard. You have the outer ring, right? That's your brand. So people need to consistently see your face, your name, your, you know, who you are to buy from you. You know, you have to keep seeing it. So it's like... she doesn't do that. She's more of like a dart thrower. She throws stuff out there and then doesn't like stay with it. And
right.
then she pulls it back because she loses money. She doesn't have money. And it's like you can't do that. You have to be, not that I know all, but I do think that's what's helping us right now is my point.
1,000%. Like, yeah, no, 1,000%. And what
people don't know where you're at.
Because she was kind of blaming me for the website. And I was like, Bev, we haven't done business in like years. And I want to help, and I'm always an advocate. And I'll always help the Denny's. It doesn't matter. I've always gone to bat. And she's like, well, I don't think my markups are right. And I'm like, I've told you your markups aren't right. You can't key things anymore. You can't.
Yeah, I've told her that too.
You can't
change her. That's the point. Bev is somebody who does it her way, which is why it's hard to work with her, period.
Yeah.
Well, all of us know that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not – she'll sit there and whine about it and ask for, questions or help. But
right.
then
she wanted
when,
me to
when we go to actually give her opinions, she doesn't change it.
Right. Well, and again, I didn't call here to talk shit.
I know.
And I love you guys.
I don't
death,
either.
But like, it was a little frustrating because she's like, I was traveling. I was traveling and – she got Sarah, my Sarah, and she's very, matter of fact, what do you need? I'll get it for you. I'll make sure you're happy. But Bev didn't have a budget, didn't have a time frame. She had like three shapes, and it was for a two and a half, and it was like, you know, she wanted us to send anywhere from a $70,000 stone to like an $18,000 stone, and I'm like, she's actually my next call. I hope she got more information because I'd love to make a sale with her, and I'd love to see her get that sale. But like, we got excited. I think that there was an opportunity, and, you know, she's in between oval, radiant, cushion or something or other, and no budget. And it's like, I can't send you goods.
Yeah.
And
I even sent her, the cool layout that we learned from you guys with, like, finding the budget, what we learned when we were there and stuff.
Yeah.
And even our Haley engineer, they're like on it. They have
good to hear.
Like, what do you call it? No scaredness of asking.
When you do
anymore.
It a couple times, you
helps.
Start. Yeah, you start to get kind of like, all right, I need to know this because it's going to help you, and it doesn't have to be uncomfortable. I literally had a different store yesterday call in. I wanted to reach the phone. I need a. It's got to be a 27 pointer, and I'm like, all right. Already worth my time. This is fantastic. Can't wait to dive in. And she's like, got to be 27 points. And I'm like, not 26? Is it a
pink?
Millimeter? Is it this? Is it that? And she's like, nope, got to be 27 points. And I'm like, all right, is it going in? Yeah, it's a replacement stone. Okay, so you have a millimeter that you need. Nope, it's got to be 27 points. But it's got to be a good one. Like, you know, medium stone.
Yeah.
Medium. I didn't know diamonds came in spice levels. I was like, this whole time.
Medium.
I'm like, what do you need? Like, what are the other diamonds in the ring? And she's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, I got it. Oh,
my gosh.
You know, but it's okay. It's what we're here for. But anyway, I sent some rounds for Nick. Did you hear anything from your oval or pear dude?
I just texted my oval guy this morning because he's the car guy, so he's busy at the end of the month. So I said, is there any time you can make it today? My pear shape, I have a feeling she's buying online because that's what the conversation kind of went towards. You know, I sent her like some great ideas, and then I texted her like five times, and she finally was like, well, what do you think if I just get it online? I don't have time. I'm like, what am I supposed to say to that? I don't agree with it?
I mean, I don't agree with it. Well, I'd rather sell you the diamond so that I can inspect it and take care of you. But then you also got to kind of cut your losses.
Like she's,
and
I'm
go,
done. I'm not going to chase it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. She's
like,
not. That's not your cut.
I feel like she's probably a lab grown and she realized it. Maybe she, because I did send her, like, you know, the pear shapes we have with pricing and the stones. And I sent her, like, the link to, like, look at how we can change it from 10 to 14 karat rows and such. But I don't know. I'm not chasing her, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, here's
whatever.
The thing. You can fight, and
if you
conveyed your value and they still come back and say, maybe I'll just buy online, that might not be the customer that you want anyway.
Exactly.
That's going to be how it is every time she comes in to buy something. She's going to beat you up on price, and, you know, it is what it is. But you know. But yeah. But awesome. Well, and what are you headed to? Florida? Where are you guys going?
North Carolina. So usually in the summer, the last few years, we would go, like, meet. Mark's brother lives in North Carolina, so we
right.
would always, like, kind of meet somewhere in the middle and rent an Airbnb.
Okay.
With, like, the whole family, like, his older brother, too, and, like, all the cousins, like, their nephews, nieces, whatever.
Yeah.
We only have one niece, but there was 15 of us. But since his mom passed in December, there was really no talk about, like, a get-together.
Yeah.
And so, but our girls are like, well, we want to not see the cousins only at Christmas because they only come up here at Christmas once a year.
Right.
And so I was, like, just texting my sister-in-law a bunch a few months
ago.
Yeah. There's a time this summer because she's a teacher, so she fills their kids with, like, camps and stuff, but now we're getting kind of busy. But
no, go get it. Go get it. Listen, go get busy.
Yeah. Like, so we're going to North Carolina to see them.
Yeah. Awesome.
This was kind of, we'll be back, driving back on Monday, so I'll probably be back Wednesday next week because Tuesday's our anniversary. So
okay.
Tuesday.
Cool.
19 years.
Oh, my gosh. Go up in the plane. Do some barrel rolls.
I'm not going to tell them that. We talked
right.
about flying our plane down, but it's just a little too tight for that far.
Yeah.
With five of us and our luggage on top of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Weight and balance is a little bit off.
Yeah. You need puttering all the way down.
So,
well,
yeah.
Do you know when Nick's client's coming in for the one carats? I don't know why I didn't ask.
I don't.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter. I know
I
there's one there that I sold you guys that were up against. I sent two cheaper options. So maybe one can.
Oh yeah,
that
he was just
yeah.
telling me about it because he
yeah.
said that it was had to do with the whole custom budget and
yeah.
such went over. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And
all right. Well.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me know if let me know if anything else comes up. I'm gonna work. Don't worry about the studs until you're back, and then I'll make sure that there's a way to pair. But send me a photo, and then.
Okay.
If Yeah, that way you don't have to worry about shipping anything.
Shows it.
Yeah, and I know Nick will
okay.
do it if I need something in a pinch, but
yeah.
But enjoy.
Well, him and Misty are here. Misty, when she's here, those two are the shipping people.
So it will be good.
So
okay.
the next 2 days, you're good because they can ship out if you need to.
Okay.
I'm not a shipper.
Not a shipper?
No. Nope.
You're a receiver. You
yep.
get the diamonds, and then you sell the
yep.
diamonds.
Uh-huh.
But, all right, well, let's sell some diamonds, okay?
Okay, sounds
all right.
good.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, bye.